Hello and welcome to the Pig and Whistle Tales from Azeroth. As always, here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go for a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft, pick up a bottle or a pint and enjoy. But this midweek, I've completely done that wrong. My brain had a little bit of a, moment there. But it is what it is. Am I meant to say? Yeah. Sorry, I botched the intro, but it is what it is. This midweek episode, we'll be looking at the new game mode, which I have yet to test out. Now, obviously, as you can guess, I am making this a day after the release of the game mode because I knew that I wanted to do a episode on it. Now, you're wondering what is the episode, essentially? And the game mode that Blizzard have been teasing, not teasing, but keeping it secret from us, is something called Plunderstorm. Now, Plunderstorm, I'm going to give a very brief description of it and go more in depth on the Friday episode. But there's stuff about it that I do want to touch on, like just briefly. Plunderstorm is essentially a battle royale take on World of Warcraft. So, battle royale games are very much Fortnite, PUBG, them sort of games. They're the biggest ones, in my honest opinion. But they all have their own different spin on things. So, Fortnite, you can build. PUBG is very much the OG one. You have Call of Duty Warzone. You know, they're very basic ones where it is just your FPS skills do shine through and stuff like that. They shine through on all of these sort of battle royale games, don't get me wrong, but Fortnite is, if you can build better, then, but yes, Plunderstorm is essentially a battle royale game where 60, however many people hop into the game mode, and essentially you are dropped into Arathi Highlands with your solo or duo, so you can play solo or duo along with a friend, and it is last team standing wins. Now, there is nothing that can reward player power here. So everything is completely different from everything else. What this means is when you load up the game, you see your character select screen. Yeah, you've got all your characters on the right. And how to access this game mode is you go into the top left and there is a different World of Warcraft symbol, which is Plunderstorm. And you click on that and it will take you to a new screen where you can create characters. And essentially that's the character that you'll be using in the Plunder Storm game mode. Now you're dropped into a Arathi and last team wins. What do you get for this? Now winning, you get a nice little cosmetic of an eye patch and a tabard. I do have to stress that this is not unlocked via winning the game. So you win the game and you get this eye patch and tabard, but it's only for the next Plunderstorm game that you go into on them, like level one or whatever characters, yeah? So that is not like you have to win to get this cosmetic. It is very much if you win, you get this for your next game, but you do get these as cosmetics after your level 38 and 40 renown, I believe it is. What your renown is essentially a system that tracks how much you've played and how much you're earning, like this, the currency. And this currency will reward you with cosmetics. These can range from mounts, pets, to transmog items, such as, pirate hats, eye patches, all that good stuff. And this transmog will actually carry over into your live World of Warcraft. Now, I do have to stress again, in this renown system, there is no player power at all. Okay? This player power is not like going to increase your damage in actual World of Warcraft in retail. It's not going to increase your damage in the Plunderstorm. So if someone's renown 40 and someone's renown 1, they will not have an advantage on it. Like, all of that is purely cosmetic in the renown and the technically battle pass, but that's what renowns are. They are battle pass essentially, or the way that they are unlocked, it looks like one. But it is very good, in my honest opinion, from what I've seen. Not everyone shares the sentiment. So some people think that it's bad, and the more that I'm looking at the forums, the more I do see people starting to break through the dark clouds that are the doom and gloomers who are trying to shoot down the idea. This one, like, is genuinely nice. So genuinely, I've been having a lot of fun today on this. I certainly would like to, but I'm EU, so I have to wait until, well, technically today, if you're listening to this on the Wednesday, but I guess Wednesday, if you're past the day that this goes out, you know what I mean. I have to wait for the EU reset, so a day after NA, which is a bit sad. Pretty embarrassing how many people get upset when something slightly different and new is introduced. Much better than the typical invasion garbage we've been served with since Legion. Now, I saw someone that, you know, kind of summarized it perfectly. This is more entertaining than them putting a patch in and you just doing some quests. That is legitimately what the patches usually are. So if you look at 0.5 patch, our previous 0.5 patch, I genuinely couldn't tell you what was introduced in it. I can't remember because it's not something that sticks out to me. The thing that I get excited for is a new patch because it brings a new PvP season. That's the only thing I get excited for. I don't look at anything else, essentially. When it comes to questing and stuff, yes, the questing is good at times, but it is not for me. The raiding is not for me. The mythic dungeons, not for me. So it is one of them things. Now, obviously, there are people who don't like it, and I think this guy's had more than enough. Guys, if you don't like the game, don't play it. How hard is it to understand? I don't like Raid Finder, so I don't do it. Should I make a post every minute about how Raid Finder Transmog is locked behind something I don't like? My God, people, the entitlement is just embarrassing. He's clearly had enough. And then I've got two really special ones for you. But that does make sense. A lot of people that I have been seen complaining about this now is mainly people who don't enjoy any sort of PvP content. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't enjoy PvE content, but it's content that some of the player base do want, so you have to respect that they get that. And the PvPers will enjoy this more because there is a side of PvP in it. Now, you can jump in and be a complete PvE Andy and just go around killing mobs and avoiding fights. Like, you can do that, and you can eventually get the transmogs that you want, the mounts, the pets, etc. You could get everything that you wanted in that renown, the battle pass, without trying to initiate in any sort of PvP. You just run. That's it. But there are lots of people who obviously are not on the same wavelength. So, listen, fam. This game just isn't Warcraft anymore. The content being developed for this game is the furthest thing from the original that it's basically unrecognisable. With the addition of this game mode, I will bow out. The devs have taken this game way too far off course, so far that I don't even think there's a marketable demographic for this content. The old people don't want it, and the young people just play Fortnite. Seriously, Blizzard, I've defended your decisions in the past, but I can't stand with you on this. This is an absolute slap in the face as a loyal fan. What an absolute joke. Put some Warcraft back into World of Warcraft. This pansy, weak, fluffy content isn't what it used to be. I mean, it's a game mode that, you know, you just have fun in. It's nothing too serious. But in all reality, I do understand that it isn't what a lot of people wanted, and people got their hopes up for it. I personally, I'm going to play it when I can, when EU resets, and I'm going to love it. I know that I'm going to love it because I've watched people play it, and it looks like such a good thing to, like for me to just jump in and enjoy it as a PvP player. I'm a DPS player. I queue solo shuffle. My queues are 30 minutes. Like, it's relatively high my queue time in solo shuffle. And I don't really want to play healer consistently. I do have healer ults that I like use for shuffle, but it's not my most fun role. I do much prefer playing my boomkin, but it is what it is, you know. This one, I can just jump in, like, immediately. And the thing is, I can jump in with people who don't do PvP, and they would probably enjoy it because it's meant to be a social thing. World of Warcraft is a social game, and this is going to be a massive part of it for those that want to try this out. I have to disagree with what he's posted as well. Like, World of Warcraft, this doesn't affect World of Warcraft at all. This is just a new game mode that doesn't impact retail, doesn't impact Classic, Season of Discovery, Classic Era at all. It's its own separate game mode that the devs just wanted to test out. And I think that it's going to be a hit, and they could use this as an evergreen factor, or like a content, like evergreen content. What that means is they can take this into the future and expand upon it, make new maps for it. They could put the next one in Stranglethorn Vale, but I wouldn't have thought they would do that because you need more of a circular area, like Arathi Highlands. So maybe you put it in Twilight Highlands or something. Or how about Mount Hyjal? No, because that ascends. You see, there's many different maps that you could use, but there's also some that you couldn't because of the architecture of the map or the layout of it, essentially. But if you want to go play World of Warcraft, because, you know, all of it's been taken out of World of Warcraft, go play Classic Era. That is pure World of Warcraft as you want it to be. That is leveling, level 1 to 60, you know, grinding mobs, very simple. If you want to be pure World of Warcraft 2004, Classic Era is there for you. It's that simple. And then this is the last one I want to address. So I drop down, level up pretty good, three people attack me, and I die for some uninteresting looking Xbox. Okay, how about just making retail better? You don't have to play the game mode. Literally. It's absolutely crazy. What people fail to realize is this is a 0.6 patch. Okay? Now, what, for those that don't know, the patch cycle goes 10.0, 10.0.5, 10.1, 10.1.5, 10.2. Yeah? Get me? So it goes up in 0.5s, essentially. And that's when major content patches hit. There has never been a 0.6 patch. So what does that mean? It means we've just gotten content when instead they wouldn't have put any content out, essentially. This 0.6 patch is just extra content because we still get the, is it 10.3? Yeah, 10.3 very soon. In several weeks is what they posted. So that's really good. It's just extra content. That's what people want. People, I love this sort of silly stuff. This, like, silly little battle royale thing. I'm going to love it. I genuinely am going to love this mode because it's something that I can just do solo. I can do as a duo. I can jump in immediately. I don't have to worry about, you know, gearing a character or anything like that. It is jump in, play, have a little, like, laugh and stuff. This is not meant to be taken seriously. I beg you, please don't take this seriously. Don't get into any sort of meta or don't get into any sort of, like, this is the best, like, combination of spells or anything. People will find their own combination, obviously, and there will be some better than others, but it's meant to just have fun. Really do try and enjoy it, especially if you're duo queuing with someone. Just have a laugh, have the time of your lives, drink or something while you do it. Every time you get a kill, like, have a shot or something, you know, anything like that. Just make some games out of it. It doesn't have to be taken seriously. So many people are taking this way too seriously. But at the end of the day, it's just new content that we've got for nothing. Nothing has been taken away. Like, this is just new content that we're going to get on top of the point, the whatever it is, the 10.3 patch. So it's absolutely crazy the amount of people that are getting annoyed at it. And I don't really know what to say to them, but you do not have to play it. You straight up don't. I mean that in the nicest way. Yes, there's transmog behind it. And if that's the case, play one game a day or something. You'll be fine. It's going to be there for several odd weeks. It's not going to disappear immediately. The problem we have in today's gaming is we speedrun everything. And then once it's all played out, then it's like, okay, where's more content? And it's like, oh, great. Yeah, no, you got to wait like several weeks. And it's like, well, that's ridiculous. Why is there not new content? And it's like they just released something a day before. Like, you got to chill out, all right? Just take it slow. This is something to be enjoyed and digested over, like, a fair amount of time. You don't need to go crazy with this. But in my opinion, I think it stays. I would love it to be an evergreen factor in the game, and I would love to see more of it, in my honest opinion. But that is where we'll end it for this episode. I'll be touching up on this next episode. See if the hype's died down. See if, you know, the doomers have died down as well. We'll see where it is at on Friday. But thank you all very much for listening. And go with Valorfriend. Goodbye, all.